Here's something that many opposition activists in Russia heard this week. The sound of police. They conducted huge raids, often breaking down doors, targeting allies and supporters of the country's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. Reporter Charles Maines joins us on the line from Moscow. So what's going on here? Why these raids, Charles?
Well, the Russian government says this has to do with a money laundering case that they've brought against Navalny's anti-corruption foundation, which most Russians call by its acronym FBK. The timing of these raids that we're seeing, which are in theory linked to this investigation, is awfully suspicious, though. It comes just a week after Kremlin candidates suffered pretty heavy losses in local elections here in Moscow and some in other regional races because of a smart voting tactic pushed by Navalny.
Right. So just remind us briefly what that smart voting tactic was all about.
The idea was this: with opposition politicians really banned from the elections nearly en masse over questionable technicalities, Navalny called for smart voting, a strategy that corralled votes behind whatever candidate, didn't matter the persuasion, it could be a communist, it could be a nationalist, whatever candidate was most likely to beat Kremlin-backed opponents affiliated with the United Russia Party, so affiliated with Vladimir Putin. And this, according to Navalny, caused Vladimir Putin to, quote, get angry and stamp his little feet.
Vladimir Putin очень расстроился и стучит ножками.
So Navalny's saying here that this time Putin got really upset because the smart vote defeated what he called Putin's favorite offspring, the United Russia Party, and that the United Russia Party had been defeated not only in Moscow, but beaten in the regions. And this is what caused him to, quote, stomp his little feet. So, for example, in Novosibirsk, a guy named Sergei Boyko, he's the head of Navalny's operations out there, and he posted this video where police are taking an axe to his door. That actually took some time for them to knock down the door, so he used the opportunity to calmly use a drone to ferry out critical hard drives and SD cards.
Это дрон с жесткими дисками.
And he posted this all, of course, on YouTube.
Самое главное в российской политике.
In this video, he says the most important thing in Russian politics is a well-made door, obviously keeping a sense of humor under unpleasant circumstances.
Yeah, I'll say. Charles, people involved with the opposition and with Navalny, they get targeted all the time. Was this operation any different?
Well, it's true they get targeted. We just had a summer where opposition politicians spent most of it, frankly, in jail. But what's different about this was the scope. In fact, I reached out to Navalny's chief strategist, Leonid Volkov, reached him in London, actually, and asked him if he was surprised by these raids.
We expected something like this to happen. The only thing that happened unexpected that it was so very well orchestrated and so very well, like, synchronized. It was designed in a very smart way to cause maximal possible damage.
Maximum damage because these raids were conducted in 41 cities in hundreds of locations. We had police raiding not only the Navalny-affiliated offices, but also the homes of the headquarters and their relatives as well.
So a few months ago, Charles, you and I were in the city of Nizhny Novgorod,
right,
a few hours from Moscow, reporting on Navalny and the opposition's work there. Have you spoken with any of the people we met there? Were they also targeted?
Right. You know, you'll remember our host at Navalny's headquarters in Nizhny Novgorod was a guy named Dmitry Silivonchik. I reached out to him when I heard about these raids, and he said that police had first come to his mother's place, then made their way to his apartment. Of course, they were also at the headquarters where you and I were. And they proceeded basically to turn that place upside down. So Dmitry here is saying that there were two goals in his mind. It was, first of all, an act intended to scare everybody, but it also to paralyze the work of the organization. He points out that they took all the equipment. For example, they took Dmitry's phone, his computer. And he just said, you know, look, this is not pleasant, but it was definitely intended to intimidate and also create problems for everyone there financially.
So what do you think all of this tells us about how the Russian government is taking in the election results from last weekend? I mean, Moscow was kind of a humiliation for Putin.
Well, if you believe Leonid Volkov, he says that the Kremlin has studied the math of the Moscow vote and they don't like what they see. You know, smart voting was a trial balloon here. It was really heavily debated. A lot of people didn't like the idea of voting for candidates that they don't actually approve of. But ultimately, it proved pretty effective in terms of the actual results. So Volko's point is that if you expand the effort into the regions, if you expand the number of people who actually participate in the strategy, the numbers kind of work their own magic. And that's really important when you look at upcoming elections in 2020, another more regional elections, and then the big Duma elections, that's for the parliament here, in 2021. So that raises the prospect, anyway, of basically pro-Kremlin candidates being beaten across the country.
The opposition in Russia look into the future. Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks as always.
Thank you.